This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
Why are food prices rising in Russia? In protest to Western sanctions, Russian President Vladimir Putin has placed an embargo on imported food products from the United States, the European Union, Norway, Canada, and Australia. A recent report by BBC News states that food prices are dramatically rising in Russia, increasing up to 6% in just the last week. I have Jennifer Yerimeva, an American writer living in Russia, on the line. Jennifer, can you give us more information on how the ban and corresponding increase in food prices is affecting Russians? Also, how are the Russian people responding?
Yeah, hi, Vitsy. It's great. It's great to talk to you. I'm a food writer based in Moscow, and I run a blog, which is essentially to help English-speaking people find foodstuffs. And up until about a week ago, that was a lot of fun, and I'd never had any problems. People were always very pleasantly surprised at the range of foreign foods available. But last week, as you said, Vladimir Putin, with a stroke of a pen, removed all imports from the EU, U.S., and other countries that have imposed sanctions on Russia. So what this means is that Russia tends to get about 60% of its food from abroad, and that's everything from luxury French cheese to, you know, discounted poultry from the U.S. And as well, it gets a lot of fish, which seems unusual because it's a big fishing country. But they need a lot of fish because sushi is the most popular food in Russia. So we're seeing a lot of stores with empty shelves. That's not a great look and feel for Russia, because only about 30 years ago, that was the reality during the stagnation period as the Soviet Union was kind of teetering to its end. Food prices are rising because local producers are faced with less competition. And the winter is coming, and that's a time when food prices traditionally do go up because there's not the glut of produce. So unfortunately, I think we're going to see that trend continue. How the Russians are feeling about it, that's another question. There's a growing sense of nationalism and patriotism, the sort of, I call them the rah-rah Russia crowd, who feel that this is a small price to pay for the strength that Vladimir Putin has shown over the last 6 months with the annexation of Crimea and his refusal to back down over eastern Ukraine. But I do think that for a liberal, slightly more sophisticated urban class of people, they're going to feel this, and they're going to become a bit more disgruntled as the weather gets colder.
Thank you, Jennifer, for your insight. Stay tuned for more information on the situation in Russia as it develops. Reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Bitsy Kipping.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.